Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown. This is Bass Fan Radio. And one of the neat things about this job is I get to talk to the consummate professionals in our sport a lot. And with me today is a guy that I think is probably, if you look at a guy that has done more, has been in more places, has won Angler of the Year, has been the Bassmaster Classic champion, it's Denny Brower. And Denny, welcome to the program.
I appreciate that, Terry.
Well, it wasn't too long ago, Denny, and you and I did an interview. We talked about the fans voted you as the most I guess the best angler of all time, tournament angler of all time, and that hasn't been that long ago. And I know they've got to be really, if they're going to be a vote today, you'd probably be right there again because you just keep winning.
Well, I appreciate that. That was a great honor, and I tell you, the fans are very important to us all, and to have them vote me that, I was just tickled to death.
Well, as we look at this thing and the thing with popularity, success kind of breeds that. And one of the things I've liked about the guys that are the older guys on the trail, the guys that have been around a while, is the fact they're so approachable. And you have really got this following. Wherever Denny Brower goes, people really kind of just kind of attract to you.
Well, I really appreciate that. The fans of this sport, they're as good as it gets. There's no doubt about that. I travel around the country and do a lot of seminars, and of course, we get to meet a lot of them at the tournament sites themselves. And they're just fun to be with. They enjoy the outdoors. They're laid back like we are, and you just can't ask for a better fan group than what bass fishing has.
Well, we look through the process here at Denny Brower's career, and you mentioned to me that you started this thing relatively late at 31 years old. But $2 million, you're about to surpass $2 million in winnings for the BASS Trail, and a lot of people probably a few years ago thought that wouldn't happen. But boy, that's got to make you feel really proud.
It really does. That kind of validates all the hard work, so to speak. And it is a proud moment, but I'm not there yet, Terry. I still got to keep working at it. These tournament wins do not come easy. I know some people may think they do, but you really have to work hard. And it's not a done deal. I got to keep working at it.
Well, I remember it wasn't very long ago where you had a very, very bad back, had went through four surgeries, I believe, and you really weren't for sure how good that back was going to get. You were fishing with a butt seat, which you've never done before, and you just went ahead and won a tournament even with a bad back.
Yeah, I was fortunate to win that tournament with the bad back because from an efficiency standpoint, I certainly wasn't operating at 100%. But we've got it back now to where I can stand and fish all day. We've ditched that butt seat. So I'm fishing now the way I like to fish. So I've got a lot more confidence.
Well, it's funny as we look at the sport of bass fishing, and with everything now kind of culminating at the end of the year, the FLW Championship has $500,000. Of course, the pinnacle of the sport is the Bassmaster Classic, and if you win that, people just you're basically in the history books all the time from that. So you see people maybe taking a different approach, but Denny Brower has never done that in my estimation, and always out there trying to catch that big bag, and it seems like that works pretty well for you.
Well, that's just been my philosophy to go out and try to win a tournament. I'm just not very good at just fishing for points. I really get fired up about being in the hunt to win. And boy, there's a lot of times I it's like trying to hit the home run ball. You're not going to hit it every time. You're going to strike out maybe more than if you're trying to hit singles. And I do strike out once in a while, but I try to put myself in a situation where occasionally you can win.
Well, in 1995, I believe, at High Rock Lake, you finished 41st in the Classic out of 41 guys. But the following year, I think it was 96, you had a little bit of a change of heart there. You kind of won the thing.
Well, what a lot of people don't realize, Terry, is when I finished dead last, I was probably closer to winning that tournament than the guy that finished second. Really, it got on to the winning fish, and then they dropped the lake 3 feet overnight. And that kind of ended that deal, and I spent the rest of the tournament trying to locate that school of fish because I knew I would win if I did. When we went back there the next time, that same school of fish stayed in place because they did not drop the lake, and I was able to win the tournament. So it was just kind of a nice payback.
Well, you're known as a jig fisherman. I know you're much more versatile than that, but that particular tournament, the tube came into play.
Yeah, the tube did come into play. The fish were feeding on shad. They wanted something that had a little smaller profile, put out more or less the pressure waves that a shad had put out, and so the tube filled that bill real good.
Well, as you look back at that, Denny, I know that was something that was really a highlight, but this year probably more so than any time that I know in the past, You've got a young man that has kind of come along with you, Chad, and now he and you both have made the Bassmaster Classic. That's got to be just a phenomenal feeling for you.
Well, it really is. He made the Bassmasters Classic in 98 when I won it at High Rock Lake, and now we've both made it again, and we're going back to North Carolina, so that may be an omen.
Well, you got to like those kind of omens. You know, Chad this year had a phenomenal year as well. Was in the Angler of the Year race right up to the end, and you have to be pretty proud of that young man.
Oh, I really am. He very easily could have pulled it off. He made a couple of decisions that didn't work out real good in the last couple of tournaments, but he just had a great year, and, you know, maybe this is going to kind of give him the self-confidence to get it done next year.
Well, he thinks he's an old guy. I've talked to him several times on this program. You know, he's 31 as well, so he has a little bit of a head start on you.
Well, he's been around bass fishing since he was in diapers, so he probably does feel like an old guy. But, yeah, he's accomplished an awful lot already, and like I say, I never ever got started till I was 31, and the knowledge he has and all the experience he has at 31, I'm sure he's got a great future in front of him.
Well, there's no question he's got a great teacher. Now, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there in you know, that's listening to this program, wonder how you guys work together at an event. Do you guys really spend a lot of time looking at maps and do those kind of things?
We really do. We work together as far as trying to develop patterns and decide what areas which one of us is going to go to, and then we totally share our information at night and try to figure out a strategy that will help us both catch fish. You know, that just adds another element of excitement to it, not only what you're going to do, but what he's going to do. So that makes it a lot more fun.
Well, and it certainly makes it easier on the travel, and you get to think through some things together. You get to use that separate brain a little bit to maybe figure something out, don't you?
Yeah, that's truly an asset. It really, you could compare it to NASCAR, where you see the multiple car teams trying to figure out the track a little faster. And that's kind of what we're doing, but in bass fishing.
Well, reflect a little bit, if you can, Denny. You know, as the sport is developing, you know, we just continue to see it grow, and the dollars, you know, and the dollars from the corporate entities and the things that are happening. You know, kind of give me your kind of perception of the state of the sport right now.
Well, I think it's as strong as it's ever been. You know, the economy's had some ups and downs, and a lot of times the recreational end will be the thing that takes a major hit, and I'm sure that's kind of slowed us a little bit, but boy, we've got so many good things happening with the Elite 50 Tour now, and we got a lot of companies that from outside the industry that are getting involved and putting money into the sport because they see the potential there and the great consumer base that bass fishing does have. So I think the future is very, very bright.
Well, you just came off a big win at Eufaula, you know, and you really didn't even have to, in the Pro Tour this year, you didn't really have to do too much because you'd already qualified for the Classic. But you came out there at Eufaula. That's been a pretty good lake for you.
Eufaula has been a good lake for me. I've always enjoyed fishing there. It's a big lake. It's got a lot of big fish, and I like fishing lakes that have the big fish because you can pattern those type of fish totally different than fishing for them bank runners. And it's got a lot of good, heavy, shallow cover to hold those fish. So it's the type of place that I feel real confident when I go to.
Well, you know, as a power fisherman, as a guy that's really known for the jig, I know much better than that because I remember a tournament at Kentucky Lake where you really didn't have that jig bite. I know you caught a lot of fish on the jig, but you had to fish deep structure as well.
Yeah, you really have to take what's given to you. We have tournaments where obviously that jig bite is not the thing to be doing. You need to go out and crank bait or throw a spinner bait or top water, whatever it is. I think every angler out there has a strength, but in order to be successful day in and day out, you've got to be willing to give the fish what they really want.
Well, from the guy that I think is probably one of the best and most well-known professionals, as you look at what goes on for a sponsor, you know, you've got some of the best sponsors out there in the world. If you tell somebody, you could say, hey, what are some of the things that work real well? If you could go over that real quick, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I think the bottom line, when you're working with sponsors, you got to realize that's what you're doing. You're working. You've got to give something back. They're not paying you just to be paying you. And you're helping them move product, promote product, and you're basically an ambassador of that company. So you have to work hard at it. You have to not only try to go out there and win tournaments, but you got to create a good public image, you know, somebody that company is proud to have represent them. So it's it's a job in itself representing companies. It's just not the easy street that some people think it is.
Well, I'm going to make a prediction here as we close the program out that North Carolina is going to be good to the Browers again. I just got that feeling, and I know that there's not going to be anybody that's going to work any harder than you and Chad, and I wish you the best at that.
Well, I appreciate that, Terry. We'll certainly give it everything we've got.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.